Most musicians feel free to start winding down a bit by the time they reach 80. Charlie Louvin has just released a new CD. He was one half of the celebrated Louvin brothers, one of the hottest acts in country music in the late 1950s. While the band broke up more than 40 years ago and Ira Louvin died, the Louvin brothers have remained an inspiration to younger generations of musicians, and it's those younger players and fans who've called Charlie Louvin back to the stage. Charlie Louvin turns 80 years old today. Craig Haverhurst of member station WPLN has this profile.
Country music stars wouldn't mind being put out to pasture so much if it was this pasture, the former farm near Nashville that's now home to the colossal Bonnaroo Music Festival.
Country Music Hall of Famer, Mr. Charlie Louvin!
In a straw hat and blue golf shirt, Louvin could be the grandfather of most of those in the crowd, a shaggy, sun-baked crew still shaking themselves awake after 3 days of music and a long Saturday night. Despite the gulf in age and style, Louvin reached across with songs that date from his own 20s.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild.
I watch the people. I'm a people watcher. And a lot of them today knew the songs as good as I did. And that is a great honor.
Charlie Louvin has made this connection numerous times over the past year while on an unlikely late career adventure, opening for rock bands Cake and Cheap Trick. Louvin says this recent wave of success and attention came to him more or less out of the blue through an instant message from Cake singer John McCrae.
He said they were going to do a 22 or 23 day tour. Wanted to know if I wanted to be on two or three of them. And I'm sure that he hadn't got up from his stool in front of his computer till he got his answer. Because I, as quick as it came in, I answered it and said, not only would I like to be on two or three of them, I'd like to be on the whole 23 days. And that's how it started.
By the time the tour was over, Louvin was singing duets with members of both bands and feeling adored by a new generation. But this has happened before. Though the Louvin brothers broke up in 1963, they were reintroduced to record buyers in the 1970s when country rocker Gram Parsons brought their songs to collaborators Emmylou Harris and the Byrds.
My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun.
I owe him, but he's not with us anymore, so the only way that I can repay him is to mention his name and see if the people here today liked what Graham was pushing.
I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. For what is a friend who'd want you to fall? Others find pleasure in things I despise.
Louvin's current disciple-in-chief is 40-year-old Josh Rosenthal, who signed Charlie to his Tompkins Square label in New York. Rosenthal says in Louvin, he saw an artist with a past, present, and future.
You know, this is somebody who Johnny Cash came to a Louvin Brothers show in Dias, Arkansas as a teenager, as a fan, you know, and met Charlie there. And, you know, Charlie rubbed shoulders with Hank Williams in the MGM studios. So that's the kind of person we're dealing with, and it's like, there's not that many people left who have seen what he's seen and experienced what he's experienced.
One of the first people Rosenthal went to in setting up the album's promotion was Mike Grimes, owner of Grimey's New and Pre-Loved Music and a barometer of trends in Nashville's independent music scene. He arranged an in-store performance by Louvin a couple of months ago, and Grimes says he was surprised at the depth of his own reaction.
I remember as I was watching the performance, and I was thinking, like, man, there are 20 people off the top of my head that I wish were here who are in local bands and maybe, you know, striving to carve out a career. And I'm going, anybody who has an interest in music and a music career should look to somebody like Charlie Louvin for inspiration and to see somebody who can do it and do it really, really well. I mean, I was brought to tears.
Charlie Louvin's new disc features guest artists only such a legend could attract, country icons George Jones and Tom T. Hall, plus such modern-day alternative country and rock stars as Will Oldham, Elvis Costello, and Jeff Tweedy of the band Wilco. Tweedy joins Charlie on the Louvin Brothers' Cold War classic, Great Atomic Power.
Do you fear this man's invention that they call atomic power? Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man. Are you ready?
Atomic power, will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout or shall you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
As the apocalyptic imagery suggests, the Louvin Brothers often infused secular country songs with their gospel roots. As Charlie says today, there's an awful lot of morality in Louvin Brothers songs. Paradox, too. Ira Louvin, the duo's chief songwriter, was a combustible alcoholic who died violently in a car wreck in 1965. Charlie, though, dwells on the redeeming side of their relationship in his tribute, Ira.
Alabama to the Opry was the second hardest road. The worst was me losing you and singing all alone. Ira, I still hear you off in the distance, your sweet harmony.
Another guest on the CD was latter-day country icon and preservationist Marty Stewart.
Well, I was simply called to play the mandolin on some songs. Basically, what that means is that I'm standing in Ira Louvin's spot at the microphone.
He says Louvin is the latest in a string of country legends like Loretta Lynn and Porter Wagoner who have found late career success working with younger producers and playing to younger audiences.
It's beautiful when somebody comes along and tells a Charlie or a Porter or a Loretta that it's okay to be you again. And they're totally equipped for it. All they need is a round of applause and a reason to go to a spotlight, and they come back to life. I've watched Charlie come back to life again.
Louvin should be quite lively in the coming weeks. His birthday plans include another in-store at Grimey's, an appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, and the famous Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree.
I enjoy what I do, and I think if you enjoy what you do, it's not work. I'm planning to continue as long as the boss man will give me the breath to stay on key. If I can't sing on key, then it's time to go.
Not yet, though. Throughout July, Charlie Louvin opens for singer and songwriter Lucinda Williams. For NPR News, I'm Craig Havikhurst in Nashville.
If anyone asks you who composed this song, if anyone asks you who composed this song, if anyone asks you who composed this song, tell it goes I, and I sang it all day long.
You can compare songs from Charlie Louvin's new CD with their older renditions at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
It takes a worried man to sing a word song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.